Steve Dale on WGN, 9 minutes before 3 o'clock. After 3 o'clock, Karen Conti will be here. As they say, it's a jungle out there. At least that's what Neil Weiss says pretty much every single day. Hello, Neil.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. You know, I walked into your place, the Jungle of Niles, it's called, and it really is like a jungle. And, you know, you have so many variety as far as plants that you can keep indoors, that you can keep outdoors. You can keep outdoors, and when it gets cold out, some you can bring indoors. Some are annuals, some are perennials. And you've even got koi fish swimming around, and it feels like, and you've got the sound pumped in of parrots. I mean, it really does feel like it's, okay, if you can't afford to go to South America next week, go to this place, you know? The whole point is that you do sell a wide variety of plants, and this seems to have been a crazy year. Because of all of the rain we've had, some plants are loving it, but others are saying, wait, this is way too much. And then that extreme heat that we've had, has that been a problem? I'm told by people that every year they grow, their garden is wonderful, but this year's actually been challenging. Have you heard of that?
Well, the weather has definitely been challenging, both from a gardener's standpoint and from the merchants trying to supply the plants to the gardener. The heat, when it's too hot, it kills plants, hard to keep them alive. Got to be watering them every day, and not too much sun. You get some plants in the sun too long, they bleach out, which is the equivalent of us getting sunburned. It's been... We just like normal. Whatever normal is, we'd like to see the thing go look like normal chart.
Yeah, we haven't had a lot of that in Chicago this year yet. So what would be the ideal, if you could give three ideal plants that enjoy normal but yet are pretty hardy, what would they be?
Well, we specialize in cool, unique stuff for the outside. This time of the year, a lot of them can be used because they're all, most a lot of tropicals. And so you could have, there's got to be 300-400 varieties of plants, 500 varieties of plants you could pick, whatever, that if you have partial shade, facing north, facing south, we've got all kinds of plants. Now, a go-to plant, if you can't want a plant you can't kill, is probably a Sansevieria. Mother law tongue.
What did you just say? What was the plant name?
It's called Sansevieria.
Can you say that on the radio? I'm not familiar with that.
A lot of people call it the mother law tongue, and it comes in all different colors and styles. Nassau took a lot of our good taxpayer dollars and figured out it was probably the number one plant for getting rid of toxins in a room and air purification. And so they're really hardy. They're really hardy. And they like just to be there. Just leave them alone, let them do their gig, and they're a happy plant.
And this is primarily an indoor plant you're talking about?
Well, everything we sell can be outdoors till October, because if it's tropical in origin, this is its normal loving environment. If you want a plant that's going to come back every year, then you need to get one that's climate for this climate, which is going to be your perennial. But a lot of the fun plants and the palm plants and, you know, the big giant palms, the things that make you feel really warm and fuzzy are the tropical style plants, and you can change a whole atmosphere in a backyard or in a house by just decking it out with a warm tropical feel. It'll make you think you're in the South Pacific, and
Well, there's some truth to that. So we had a sociologist on the show. We were talking about a variety of issues. This was many months ago. But she was talking about how being surrounded by greenery, by plants and flowers, actually does improve our mood.
Well, we get a lot of people that walk in and say they want to know if they can bring their sleeping bags and say they think they went to heaven and this is it here. Because it's a really warm and fuzzy. If you're a plant lover, you'll be in heaven in the jungle.
So where is heaven located, Neil?
I don't know, but I know I have 60,000 plants in a jungle. And we, our sign out front says the jungle. We didn't want to be accused of false advertising, so we made sure it's a jungle with waterfalls and, as you said, the koi fish. We want grandparents to bring their kids and take pictures, or parents to bring their pictures. By next week, we hope to have the whole light show, so you can take a picture with your kids and you get to watch the volcano explode.
All right, where are you at in Niles?
We're on Golf Road near, if you know where Golf Mill is. We're we're down the street in the same center where Omega is, 9000 West Golf Road, just east of 294 on Golf Road. And there's an exit at Golf from the north and an entrance from, otherwise from the south. You get off of Dempster. It's very convenient to get to.
Indeed, Liz.
Lots close to the highway.
And lots of parking, too. Neil Weiss, the jungle man. He's like Tarzan, the jungle of Niles. Thank you so much.
All right. We appreciate it. And looking forward to seeing any of your people that come in. They actually mentioned they heard us on the radio. There is a coupon for $5
off. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you. Thank you, Neil.